Measuring how water and air move in thunderstorms globally is essential for predicting severe weather.
This is Innovation Now.
Jonathan Sauter is a mechatronics engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. His passion is finding ways to merge new technologies with those being readied for flight demonstration missions. Here's Jonathan.
An example of that was an antenna that I was working on as a technology development project at JPL. It was an antenna that was a deployable antenna that fit in a canister and basically would drive up and pop up to about a half meter, the size of a small umbrella. It turned out there was another team at JPL who's developing a radar that used to be the size of basically like a coffee table and had shrunken it down to the size of a loaf of bread. And with these, we were able to combine these two technologies together, and we were able to launch the first active CubeSat mission, RainCube.
The satellite's umbrella-like antenna sends out chirps, or specialized radar signals, that bounce off raindrops and send back a picture of what the inside of a storm looks like. After nearly 2.5 years in orbit, the shoebox-sized weather satellite phoned home one last time before burning up in Earth's atmosphere, but not before proving that big things really can come in small packages. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.